taking all that we now have or putting the inspection front. This would be one.
Congressman Carl Albert calling for you from Quebec.
Thank you.
All right, see you.
Hello.
Ready.
Hello.
Edda Preston Johnson.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Albert on
the line. Carl?
Yes, sir.
Did they get you arrested?
We were just listening to the news on the television, and they said they had a call, asked me to call the Royal Mounted Police. I didn't know what was going to happen to me.
Well, I've had the cops ask you for 3 days. You're the most elusive man I ever saw.
Well, I've been on the highways between here and Prince Edward Island for the last 3 days.
They tell me that you'll be in at 9 o'clock tonight, and you'll be there at 11 this morning, and they've been giving me a report the FBI's been chasing you. No wonder they can't find anybody down in Georgia and Mississippi if they can't locate you.
That's right. Well,
are you having a good rest?
Well, it's been pretty good. We're taking off in the morning to drive back to Washington.
Mm. I hate to bother you up there, but I have a decision that I need to make, and I thought that I could talk to you over the phone if you don't mind.
Oh, you know I don't.
I want you to be chairman of our platform committee.
Well, that's a great challenge. I'd be glad to do it.
It's the toughest assignment there and the meanest one, and I hate to ask you to do it, and I wouldn't if you were 10 or 15 years older, but I think you can take it, and I believe that you and Sam Rayburn and John McCormick are about the only types that I know of that can do it. And what?
I'll get John to help me. He's done it many times.
Well, I'll give you some good help. I've got Fred Dutton over from the State Department. He was Pat Brown's top man for years, and he's got a lot of ability, and we're going to have a pretty short one. We don't want a long platform, and we're going to have it pretty well made up here. There's one real handicap for you.
What's that?
That's the... We're going to have it the week before we close.
Yes.
But we'll have 3 days of it, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday here in Washington. The hearings, and you'll have to get you a man you really trust that's a close associate and get him to help you preside some of the time in these long drawn out appearances of people. And the next 3 days are up at Atlantic City, and it really leaves you've got to be there wrapping it up, and same time you can't be away from the house. But maybe you can get somebody.
I do the best I can, and I consider it an honor. I do it with some trepidation, but I'll do it.
No, you won't. We'll all help you, and I've got to have a Johnson man, and I can't have any doubt. I can't have any doubt about that. I'm going to have the speaker to be permanent chairman, and have you head of the.
Well, that's fine. That's good.
I haven't talked to anyone about it except him. I did talk to him about it and asked him to be permanent chairman and told him I wanted to ask you, and he was very thrilled, and he thought it would be the finest thing that could happen to the party, and I know that it'll be well received, and if it's all right with you, I'm going to proceed on that basis.
All right.
Call me when you get down, and maybe I'll buy you a drink.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye. Give my love to your wife.
All right. Bye.